gracious Father, we thank you again for this wonderful day your grace has made us to see. We appreciate all your kindness and mercies upon us last week, your protection in our going out and coming in, your provision for our needs, the healing of our bodies. Thank you, dear Lord, for joining mercies for those that traveled. Thank you, O God, for, Lord, your mercy upon students, workers, business people. We are grateful unto you for the testimony of your protection. Lord, especially on the boy that was knocked down, we are grateful unto you. Lord, so many other things you do for us, Lord, for which we are very grateful. Thank you, dear Father. And Lord, we want to ask for forgiveness of our shortcomings and failures. Lord, we ask your blood will atone for us. We ask for, Lord, grace to rise above every weakness and failures and shortcomings. Thank you for bringing us to your house this morning. Thank you for the blessings already we have received in the Sunday school. We are grateful to you. We want to thank you for the worship service. Thank you for the hymns and the crosses. We thank you for special numbers. All the messages they have carried, may the Holy Spirit position them in our hearts for our spiritual growth. Thank you, eternal Father. We want to leave ourselves in your hands at this time, or shortly we'll read your word and say a few things from it before we close. Who has the Holy Spirit that brought the word in our generation to anoint it, to inspire it, to awaken it in our hearts that might bring forth its expected fruits. Hey. As we ask for this for ourselves, we ask for the rest of the saints across the world, far and near, within the nation and other nations, may you be with your people. Those who are sick and afflicted, may you touch them with your healing hands. Fill with the Holy Spirit today. Take the saints higher, O God. Frustrate every works of the enemy and glorify your own name, Lord. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Master, speak, thy servant hear it. Brazil, you don't know too. Master, speak thy servant here, waiting for thy gracious word, longing for thy voice that heareth. Master, let it now. I am listening, Lord, for thee. What has thou to say to me? Often to my heart is filling many other many all with echoes stealing from the walls of this thy strength. Oh, let that long for speak and silence all. Master, speed, O listen, look, as let me not on earth depart. Master, speak for all thou know. All that Speak to us and let your spirit quicken into our hearts. Give us understanding and give us revelation. May you profit us, O God. Thank you, eternal Father. In Jesus Christ, in our prayer. Matthew chapter 27, chapter 17, I meant to say.
Matthew 17.
Read the first five verses. Then read Ephesians chapter 1. The first six verses. First of all, Matthew. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart. And was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light.
Ara rẹ̀ sì yípadà níwájú wọn, ojú rẹ̀ sì ràn bí oòrùn, aṣọ rẹ̀ sì fún, ó dàbí ìmọ́lẹ̀.
And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elias talking with him.
Sì wò, Mose àti Elijah sì yọ sí wọn, wọ́n bá a sọ̀rọ̀.
Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here, if thou wilt. Let us make here 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elias.
Peteru si down, o si wi fun Jesu pe Oluwa, o dara fun wa lati ma gbe yin bi iwo ba fe. Awa pa agbo meta sin, okan fun ati okan fun Moses, ati okan fun Elijah.
While he spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Beauty in we lower. Whoa, I was somebody does see the boar. See, whoa, oh, cutty, oh, can latty, oh, no, I was some of our sin. We be ye, yeah, and a fair mommy, and it no me do see giddy giddy. Am I got it?
Ephesians.
We face
chapter 1.
We can name
the first six verses.
I was seven far.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul, the apostle of Jesus Christ, nipa ife Olorun si awon eniyan mimo ti o wa ni Ephesus, ati si awon onigbagbo ninu Christ Jesu.
Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ore ofe si yin ati alaafia lati odo Olorun baba wa ati Jesu Christi Oluwa.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
Olorun Olorun ati baba Jesu Christi Oluwa wa ni to ti fi gbogbo ibukun emi ninu awon orunbukun wa ninu Christi.
According as he had chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading and hearing of this portion of his word. You can please be seated. About 5 years ago, we passed through this subject. And I think while I was waiting on God for this service, I had other subjects that I thought about. Other subjects. But somehow this seems to prevail. And the title is Spiritual Adoption. I preached it about 3 times then in 2020. And I don't know whether it is 2 times this time, or 1 time, or 3 times, or 4. I don't know. Depending on the service in which it is taken. Spiritual adoption. The prophet spoke about physical adoption. Let me read from the Message Images of Christ. Paragraph 31 to 37. Now we still read from another message before we proceed. And I believe that before anybody can ever move or have real confidential faith, it is first they have to know where they stand and how to stand after they make their stand. I believe it is essential. For you cannot just headlong plunk into something with faith when you don't know where you are plunging. You've got to know. And if our faith is set right and in the right position, it gives a constant satisfaction. That's when you know that where you are standing is on God's word. Because every other thing will fail. It is only God's word that cannot fail. That's the only thing that cannot collapse. Man's ideas, man's opinion, it will collapse. It will not stand the test of time. But if it is God's word, it will stand. As God himself is standing. Praise be to God. It's just like it's been said about a woman, that maybe when she's married, that she's so anxious to embrace her first little baby, that she doesn't hardly know, cannot wait, that she's just curious. But she, her anticipation is so, but behind that, there is a fear. If it doesn't quickly show up, that she will not have this baby, then that drives her further away all the time. Now, there is a remedy that they do in these days, and it has worked in all ages. If that woman sees or believes that she's not going to give birth to this baby, if she just go out and adopt a baby, then the first thing you know, she will have one of her own. Now, that is proven correct. 9 out of 10 times. That is 90%. I think it's a great chance. We've discovered that some people will say that, what about if you go and adopt a serpent seed? The one you gave birth to with your husband can be a serpent seed. Isaac and Rebecca, they gave birth to Esau and Jacob. And the prophet said both of them are believers. Say, out of that pure stream came one that was very good and one that was very evil. One a seed of God, one serpent seed. When it comes to God's word, we have to lay our reasonings down. You have to lay your reasonings down. And that is why some remain the condition they are in now. Because of reasoning. When you see a provision in God's word, of course, as Christians, before you do anything, you pray. All that you will need to do is to pray to God that the child will adopt to God, let it be your seed. That is all you can do. Beyond that one, you can't do anything. Because you and your husband may give birth to serpent seed. Everything is in the hand of God. That is why when they have been blessed, no, part of the prayer is just that the children that they will bring forth, let them come from God. Wow. Because it can come from either way. And there's nothing anyone can do about that. Amen.
Amen.
9 out of 10 times, 90% is proven. And the prophet said, because that strain of wandering, oh, maybe I won't have it, but that takes that little satisfaction there, and it's maybe God's way of getting her in condition. Then she will have her own baby.
Because
that care and anticipation will finally leave her. That is the same way it is about people who want to get healed. If they can just have one little visible evidence, which everybody wants, almost in everything you want an evidence. You want to take a step, you want an evidence. You have prayed, you want a sign that God has answered you. There is no sin in it at all. There is provision for it in God's word. Like Elijah, when he said to Gehazi to go and look aside, Gehazi said, I see a cloud about the size of a man's hand. See, the size of a man's hand in the entire sky. Because for 3.5 years, it has been without rain. And the sky is brassy. There is no nothing like that look like the cloud that used to bring rain there. But this time around, when he looked the first time, he said he didn't see anything. He said, go and look again. Go and look again. Finally, he said that he saw a cloud like the size of a man's hand. Then what did the prophet say? The prophet said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain from the size of a man's hand. Amen.
Amen.
That is why many times I tell the people, go on. Start praising the Lord. See, because that is the adopted baby. Because it is in their intellectual until it comes into their soul. They are healed. Then faith makes it right. The Bible said that faith comes by hearing. Hearing the word of God. Faith can never come until you hear about healing. And healing from whom? From the Almighty God. As you are hearing it, that this is what God said, this is what God said, and you are hearing it, faith is building up. And this is what he has done before. Because if you bring your application to work in a company, you that write applications on your CV, it starts with your name. Some we put age, some we not put age. Where you come from, then you are coming down. Your educational background, then you are coming down. Qualifications, then you are coming down. Experiences. One of the areas of attraction of the employer is the experiences you have gotten. That coming to our own company, what are you bringing? Are you coming empty-headed? Are you coming with experience? Have you done such a thing before? Will you be a liability to us? Or will you be an asset to our company? So they will look at that area of experiences. Oh, I work in so-so place. I was a team leader. I was this one. I was this one. They will be ticking it. They will be ticking it. They will be ticking it. Finally, they will say, This person is shortlisted. It is from the credentials that they throw some people's paper into the trash can. When they see that all that they can read here, there is nothing to eat, they just throw it somewhere. For those that are shortlisted, they are the ones that will now be invited for interview.
That is say for one level
four. To marry theory with practical. Alright. So when you hear the person that promised it, then you check his credentials. What has he done before? And then you run through the scriptures and look at his credentials. When he spoke in the time of Noah, that I will destroy this earth with rain. Even though 99.99999% of people did not believe it, but did it happen? Did he bring it to pass? He will seek it, yes. You come to the time of Moses. He made a promise that he was going to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt, and they come back and serve me on this mountain. And he went through a lot of troubles and things and all that they go through. Finally, he brought the people to that mountain. Then you take it. He promised Abraham that you are going to make him father of nations. His seed, they will be so plenty like the sand of the sea and the stars of heaven that no man can number for multitude. Everybody that will make heaven, be it a branch, be it the foolish virgin, be it fifth seed Jew, be it the righteous, all of them together, they are all Abraham's seed. Your amen is shallow. Because maybe you are not sure. I make bold to repeat that statement. Everybody that will make heaven, whether in the first class city, whether in the other cities of the earth, of the new earth, every one of them, they are Abraham's seed. If they are not Abraham's seed, they can never enter there. And when you read the scriptures, you will read the revelation of great multitude that cannot be numbered for multitude. All these are Abraham's seed. Amen. We are talking about God's credentials. What will make you to have confidence in what he has said? The words of man, they are nothing. But the words of God, they are eternal. And they will stand the test of time. And there is nothing that can combat with God's word and survive. It's not possible. Because God's word is God himself. Amen. I want to read from As the Eagles Teareth Up Her Nest. 1959, August 15, 590815. Paragraph from paragraph 16. And the prophet said, just a few moments ago, hobbling along behind the curtain, when I was standing there shaking hands with some of my friends, a little girl put me in the mind of the one in Finland. She was polioed. She had braces over her limbs and walking with crutches. She passed by and looked, and tears come in her little eyes. I hug her up in my arms. And as certain as I'm standing in this pulpit, that child will walk without the crutches or with assistance. You see, it is her attitude and her approach. It is your attitude. When she walked past the prophet, she looked up and looked at the prophet. And there was tear stains in her eyes. There are plenty words behind those tears. A desire. Prayers. That perhaps you could not express, knowing that this is God's representative, that people come to from everywhere, and they receive blessing, and they receive healing, and they receive deliverance. And the little girl, for the prophet to embrace her, must be a little girl. Maybe like girl like favor them. Is your name favor? What's your name? Favor. Okay, yes, I got it. I said that. Yeah, that's favor of Motosho. Small girl like that. Because of the way she approached the prophet. The prophet didn't say, I pray for her. He just embraced her. And the prophet said, as sure as I'm standing, she's going to walk without crutches, and she will walk without any assistance. Her attitude has gotten the attention of the Almighty God. And the blessing will be activated. You have to come with the right kind of an approach to God. If you come selfish, if you come in any other approach, but the right mental attitude towards God or any divine gift, you will never receive any benefits from it. You got to come with your surrender all to God. Look at the Syrophoenician woman. When she was told by Jesus, it is not right for me to take the children's bread and feed you dogs. That was a trial for the woman. To test her faith. To test her revelation. To test her temperament. To test what is inside of her. I tell you, that kind of test is an acid test. The prophet said, what would you have said if he would have called you a dog? Let us answer that one ourselves. Now we have we are reading about Jesus. Thousands of years have rolled, that Jesus have done so much, his name have achieved so much. That is when people now respect the name Jesus. But one time, he was also in flesh, dressing normal like other people, walking among the people, and the people didn't believe him, and they even call him a bastard child. That man, only few that believe him, they were benefiting from his gift. The level he operated is more than the level of any human being, prophet and all. Nevertheless, for him to call somebody dog, it will take grace for that woman to reply correctly. Otherwise, she will say, okay, No wonder they have been saying what they are saying.
Abajo,
that the man is bastard. Some people say he has a devil. Can now see. So even the miracle he is doing, he does it by basis of himself. See the way he is talking. The prophet is asking, if he has called you dog, what will you have done? This one was not, he was not preaching to audience and say that somebody that do like this is acting like a dog. It was a direct encounter discussion with a particular woman. Direct bullets. Sorry, let me use this example. Supposing it is pastor that you go and greet, say you want prayer or you want his advice, and he say, I don't talk to useless people. Let's be honest with ourselves. Will you continue to be a member of that church? That day you become an evangelist. Talking about who pastor is. The man have been pretending. Is today I know Koro Koro? Look, I can swear. If you see what he told me,
go and tell me, Jade, see me. Don't pay me.
Here is one here. Jesus himself. He said, you are dogs. I can't take children bread and give it to you dogs. The prophet said, you will have said, I will join the next church. But not her. She knew who she was talking to. She said, Lord, that is right. You are so right in that. But the dog is willing to eat the crumbs under the master's table. The prophet said, that got him. That was it. He couldn't go further. Somebody that will humble himself to this level. That is what he is willing for you to do. Humble yourself into such a place, no matter how God send it to you. If you are healed instantly, if you are healed instantly, if you are healed by degrees, if you are put off for like Abraham was 25 years waiting for the promise, but instead of getting weak, he got stronger all the time, giving praise to God. Just so that you know that God promised it, and you are set it for yourself, is God to come to pass. That goes for every promise that you look up for to go for. You got to know where you are standing. You got to know that God said it. And you got to know that it's applicable to you. And then you take your stand and make your confession and doubt even yourself. Yes, but you believe God's word. Just remember now, as I go on record in these days, I say this with all my heart, that if any person will take the right mental attitude towards any divine promise that God has made, it will bring it to pass. If you could take the right attitude towards what he said, it will bring you to pass. I have seen sarcoma cancer leave people by that same thing. That's by that same attitude. As led the people. Now, maybe you won't be able to receive enough for just to deliver you all of a sudden. But I might say tonight, just closing, I want to talk to you a moment and say this. If you can't receive enough faith to be healed instantly, then you take the adopted baby route. Did you ever hear of adopting a baby? Now, if you take a young woman, she will maybe be married. She and her husband. And she's scared she isn't going to have a baby. She wants one. She's so scared she won't have it. She won't. Because just like Job said, the thing that I fear the most come upon me. See? But you take that same woman. Now, if there is doctors, which probably is setting by nurses, you take that same woman and let her adopt a baby, then she will have one herself. See, it quietens her. Carrying a baby that she sleep with, that she wake up with, that she put on the back, that she washes, care for, we quieten that anxiety in her system. It is God Almighty that gives divine inspiration to people to introduce that in human system. And the prophet came to approve it. Now this is theory. We'll read the practical. Now, if you haven't got enough faith to receive it right now as a miracle, then take the adopted baby attitude. Lord, it is mine because you promised it. I will go from here tonight praising you. Just the same as I was well. Watch what happens. You receive it. It has to happen. God promised it. I know we are familiar with these words. But I said, God help somebody beyond amen. Beyond the audience atmosphere. To take it personally. If you are in a situation and then you now take it personally as a personal information, as a personal message to you as a person, and you go with it and ask for things like this one, you will see the result. This is a vindicated prophet that God took photograph with, that veiled the pillar of fire, that God spoke in the sky in the presence of several thousands of people. This is the man talking. This is God's mouthpiece. This is the man that said, I am directing the bride of Christ. He's the one that is talking here. It will come to pass. So he is the infinite God. And if you can feel just the least speck of faith that tells you that you will be alright, you believe it.
and just go on thanking him for it. And then you remember, they hadn't received the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost, but they were 10 days up there thanking the Lord and pressing him for the promise of the Holy Ghost. Then all of a sudden, it came like a rushing wind. So you believe with that with all your heart, just remember that. Amen. Now this is the theory of adoption. Then we want to see the physical adoption practicalized. The very junior brother of Brother Abraham himself. Yes.
Jesse.
Got married. No child. Years were rolling. Then Jesse and the wife, Agnes. Then they went to go and adopt a baby. And they brought it to church. And Brother Abraham dedicated the baby. And I will be reading here now. From this sermon, he says, spiritual adoption. I read paragraph 16. Then I jump to 22 to 24. And then 28. So find out that the people that have their own thoughts about adopting a child and they don't have children, and that might be God provided way for them, and God has provided for it in the message of the hour, but they brought their own reasoning to it, and they will go and stay there and be fire in heaven. You can't control God. God has his provided way for everything. If he has shown you a way you can go, and you bring your reasoning into it, you can pray from now to next 5 years. There will be no result. That is what some people have suffered. Yes. Paragraph 16. Now I have something just a little different, a little unusual for the beginning. My brother has got a little one here that they want dedicated to the Lord. And I think we'll do that just before praying for the sick, if God willing. And if Sister Gatti will come to the piano, and all those who have little babies. Paragraph 22. Now, what is the little fellow's name? The brother says Robert Lynn. A little boy, Robert Lynn. Now that is mighty fine. Now this, I believe you adopted the baby. This shows a mother's heart to a child. And thinking of this, them not having any children, yet wanted to raise one, they adopted this little one. Do you realize that we are all adopted children? God so loved us that he adopted us by his son, Jesus Christ Jesus. And we are all adopted children. And remember, as this father and mother thinks of this little one who had no home to go to, they gave it a home to raise it and to nurture it. We had no home to go to, and God gave us one. His adopted child. His name is Robert Lynn Branham. A very pretty little baby. Then the prophet prayed. Then paragraph 28. After the prayer. Say, bless you, Agnes. Make a real mother. And you, Jesse, a real daddy to this baby. And may God bless you in your efforts. And God be with you. We have seen the theory. And we have seen the practical. So if anybody finds himself was in this situation 10 years, 15 years, you can go this route, and all the medical tests is not bringing anything. It is a hidden demon, and this is God's, one of God's provided way to rectify it. The Lord bless you. Right. We read some few scriptures now before we proceed. This is, we have laid background. Like when we are at home like this, there's no rushing. Yeah. Even if pastor is taking service next Sunday, I'll take the second one. Or from the other week, I take Wednesday and the rest of it. When pastor come now, we are not going to allow him to take Sunday school and morning service together. Even if his body is as hard as this, he just took one service in a week. Finish. Period. Only one service in a week. That is all. I was checking through the something yesterday. I discovered that 3 weeks before he got sick, he was taking Sunday school morning service. Sunday school morning service. Sunday school morning service for the 3 weeks. Before the body say, come and rest. So when the body come up now, we are going to jointly supervise the thing.
Hello.
God bless you. Right. Let's read some scriptures. I'll close at the right time. It's the way I'm going. I won't even reach 1/4 today.
But
it doesn't matter. No rush.
St.
John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. I want you to put all the scriptures in your mind as you go through this sermon. Say, for as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Note verse 13. The phrase inside said, to them gave he power to become sons of God. Yes, it's an extra in between. I just repeated. Yeah. Just now, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. First Corinthians chapter 6. From verse 14. Sorry, I mean 2 Corinthians. Sorry.
Yeah.
Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers, for what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness, and what communion hath light with darkness?
E ma se fi aidogba dapo pelu awon alagbagbo nitori idapo kile odo lo ni pelu aisudodo idapo kini imole si ni pelu okunkun.
And what concord hath Christ with Belial? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel?
Irepo kini Christ si ni pelu Beliali ati tabi ipewo le ni ti o gbagbo ni pelu alagbagbo.
And what agreement at the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God, as God hath said. I will dwell in them, and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
Temple Olorun si ni pelu orisa. Nitori eyin ni temple Olorun alaye. Gege bi Olorun ti wipe emi o gbe inu won, emi o si ma rin ninu won, emi o si je Olorun won.
Wherefore, come out from among them and be separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. And will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. Galatians 4.
Galatia Uriken.
We read from verse 1 to 9 and then from 22 to the
end.
Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all.
But
it's under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Even so we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law. To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because ye are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba Father. Wherefore thou art no more a servant but a son, and if a son, then an heir of God through Christ.
Ati bi omo ba ise omo iwo ti di arole olorun nipasẹ Christ.
How be then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by nature are no gods?
Sugbon nigba ti eyin ko ti mo olorun ri eyin ti si ro fun awon ti ki se olorun nipa ida.
But now, after that ye have known God, or rather are known of God, how turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, whereunto ye desire again to be in bondage? I cut off from verse 10 to 21 because those are the area where Brother Paul was talking to the people about things that is not expected of a child of God. From verse 22 now. For it is written that Abraham had two sons, the one of a bondmaid, the other by a free woman. But he who was of the bondwoman was born after the flesh, but he of the free woman was by promise.
Which
things an allegory, for these are the two covenants, the one from the Mount Sinai, which generate to bondage, which is agar.
Nkan wọnyi jẹ apẹrẹ nitori pe awọn obinrin wọnyi ni majẹmu mejeji ọkan lati ori oke Sinai wa ati abi bi opẹru ti se agari.
For this agar is Mount Sinai in Arabia, an answer to Jerusalem, which now is, and is in bondage with her children.
Nitori agari yi ni oke Sinai Arabia ati o si duro fun Jerusalem ti o wa nisisiyi.
But Jerusalem, which is above, is free, which is the mother of us all.
Jerusalem,
for it is written, rejoice thou barren that bearest not, bring forth and cry, thou that travelest not. For the desolate hath many more children than she which hath an husband.
Ki o si kipe soke wo ti ko robiri nitori awon mo eni alahoro poju ti abileko lo.
Now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise.
Yara omo ilele awa gege bi Isaki.
But as then it was that he that was born after the flesh persecuted him that was born after the spirit, even so it is now.
Asugbon bi eyi ti a bi nipa jara ti se nuri bi ni nigba naa si eyi ti a bi nipa ti emi be si ni nisisiyi.
Nevertheless, what said the scripture, cast out the bond woman and her son, for the son of the bond woman shall not be heir with the son of the free woman.
Asugbon iwe ma ti wi o le erubirin na jade ati omo re nitori omo erubirin ki yo ba omo obirin jogun po.
So then, brethren, we are not children of the bond woman, but of the free. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5. And after that, we read one more scripture before we proceed. Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
Ani ti o ti yan wa tele si sodomo nipa Jesu Kristi fun ara re gege bi idunu ife re.
Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 5 to 12.
Lati ese karun de kejila o.
And ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children, my son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him.
Èsì ti gbàgbé ọ̀rọ̀ yanjú tí ń bá yín sọ bí ọmọ pé ọmọ mi má ṣe aláìláni ìbáwí Olúwa kí o má sì ṣe rẹ̀wẹ̀sì nígbà tí o bá ti ọwọ́ rẹ̀ bá wí.
For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth.
Torí pé ẹni tí Ọlọ́run tí Olúwa fẹ́ oníbáwí a sì máa na olúkúlùkù ọmọ tí ó gbà.
If he endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the father chasteneth not?
Emma musu labe bawe Olorun ba yin wi o ba yin lo bi omo ni nitori pe omo wo ni be ti baba ki bawe.
But if he be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons.
Asugbon bi eyin ba wa ni ani aisi bawe ninu eyi ti gogo eniyan ti je alabape nje omo ale ni e.
Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? For they verily for a few days chasing us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness.
Nitori won to wa fun ojo die bi o ba ti bi o ti dara to loju won sugbon o fe o fun ere wa ki awa ki o le se alabapin iwa mimo re.
Now no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward he yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby.
Yeah.
Wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees.
Nítorí náà, ẹ máa na ọwọ́ tí ó rọ àti ikún àìlera.
God bless you.
Ọlọ́run.
These scriptures We will still talk about them as we proceed in the sermon. But at this junction, we want to talk about predestination to birth. Then from birth to adoption. Because adoption is the last stage. A child that is not born cannot be adopted. And when it comes to God, the one that is not predestinated cannot be born. Do you understand that?
That's right.
As far as God is concerned, a child that is not born, a child that is not predestinated, he cannot be born. He cannot be born spiritually. Yes. Now, please give me adoption part 1 from paragraph 102. Right, thank you.
So
now, when was we called to be the servants of God? When was Oma Nive called to be a servant of God? Oh my, this staggers me. I'll tell you. Let's get some scriptures. I want you to get 1 Peter 1, verse 20. As he was telling Brother Nive to get that scripture. And
part.
Get Revelation 17:8, and I will get Revelation 13. Now we want to listen here. You want to know when God called you to be a Christian. Oh, I love this. This man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. So Brother Nive is going to read 1 Peter, I think he now asked him to read 19 and 20 now.
Yes.
So, we are reading this. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foredained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in this last time for you. Now this scripture is talking first of all about Christ. His coming was predestinated, was pre-planned to come and be the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world. Because God Almighty, when he was taking counsel with himself, he knew a time is coming when Satan will come to the picture, when there will be a fall. And when there is a fall, that is what brought forth the matter of redemption. Now the prophet says, when was he foredained? Before the foundation of the world. So Brother Pat now is to read Revelation 17:8. So it's now to read. The beast that thou sawest was and is not. Yes. He has put it there. He wants to use this one. The beast that thou sawest was. And is not. And shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. And go into perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder. Whose names were not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. When they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. Now, Brother, reduce your sleep now. Are you late?
This
sleep just go unabated. So today you will have a dream, which you will not be able to tell anybody. Because when you say you have a dream, we ask, when did you have a dream? Where did you have a dream? This scripture is telling us that there are some people whose name were not even written in the book of life or in the land book of life. Their name were not even there at all. He said, the beast which we just went through, we deceive them. There is nothing in them. No representation of God. These are not Abraham's seeds of any level, of any category. They are not seed of Abraham. But they are born on this earth. They are human beings. But there is no representation of God in them at all. And they are subject of deceit. Amen. Let us go further. Who is going to be deceived? Who is going to be deceived by this religious person like Saul was? That was just so cunning and so perfect to deceive the what?
The
very elect. If possible. Alright, now the prophet says he will now read Revelation
38.
So it's reading now. And all that dwell upon the earth shall wonder. All that dwell upon the earth are worshiping me.
Sorry.
Whose names were not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain before the foundation of the world. Now you see Revelation 17:8 and Revelation 13:8. There are some similarities. And there are differences there. Revelation 8, written in the book of life from the foundation of the world. In other words, when God was making his plan, he didn't put their name anywhere. As people that we worship him in any form, or as people that are just simple atomic folder. Igi Ghana ni wa? Yes.
That's Sudan.
Now in Revelation 13:8 is another reference of the people who is going to worship that is something. He said their name were not written in the book of life of the Lamb, which we used to call the Lamb book of life. So which means whether in the book of life or in the Lamb book of life, the name of these people are not written there. Of course, the old timers, they are familiar with that. Sometimes the prophet said the two books in the same book. He said, but there are sections. Like you have Old Testament and New Testament. See, one section of it is called the Book of Life. This part of the Book of Life, names are removable there. Some people whose names were written in the Book of Life, but will still be removed. God made provision for it. Then there is another session that is called the Lamb's Book of Life. In this session, no name is removable from that place. And the prophet told us the name of those that are written in this Lamb's Book of Life is the bride, people that will be with him in the first class city. They are the ones that their names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. They are the ones that the Lamb came to actually redeem. All these other ones, they are beneficiaries of some sort. Alright, let's proceed. But the similarity in these two verses that we read, these two scriptures, is that whether the Lamb's Book of Life or the Book of Life, both of them were written before the foundation of the world. Before anything was formed, before Genesis 1, before there was light, that is when the record had been completed by the infinite God, who knows the end from the beginning, who knows. He can see the end. He see every generation. He can look at every human being that will come to this earth. He knows those who will believe him and those who will not believe him. The prophet said in Bram Tabernacle, where it is set, where ambulance bring people and they go back empty. People bring crutches and they drop them there. People bring wheelchairs. They drop it there and they go empty. Say, and some people come from 1,500 miles to come and attend the service there. Then the prophet said, there are people that are no more than telephone wire to the church. He said they never one day step inside the church to find out what is happening here. This place that they bring sick people to and they are all well. This place that solutions are found to problems. This place that they rejoice and they shout night and day. What is happening here? These people, there is nothing inside of their hearts. A crave, an hunger, a question, and they are normal human beings. Whereas others, like the Bible said in Matthew, Jesus told the disciples, after they were talking about the invitation to the wedding supper, when the time came, seats were empty. People that were bidding, they didn't call. He told the servants, go to the highway and byway and bring them. When they brought them, there was still room. He said, go and compare them. Go and compare them. Now there are some people that are compared. Some are compared with situation. Some are compared with problems. Some are compared with sickness. Some are compared with catastrophe. Something to bring them closer unto God. Because they are God's own seed and elect. But others, they are there. Nothing happens to them. They will never be sick. Before they ask for money, money is flowing. And they are out there hiding. All right, let's go gradually.
looking at the time, close at the right time, we are still at the foundation. When was our name put in the Lamb's Book of Life? When the Lamb was slain before the foundation of the world. When God was Jehovah, El Ela Elohim, the self-existing one. Just like one great big diamond, and it could not be nothing else, but inside of this diamond, his attributes was a savior. In these attributes, on the inside of him, was a healer. When there was nothing to save and nothing to heal, but his attribute produced it. So then, before the foundation of the world, when he knew that the great display in here of him, that he will be a savior, that he will come and be made flesh and dwell among us, and he know that by sight we will be healed, he slayed the lamb on his book before the foundation of the world and wrote your name on that book before the foundation of the world. The first architect there is the Almighty God. He sat back and designed a world that will last for thousands of years and put everything in the design. He planned all the generations and his own children that he foreknow, and he know what he has put in each one. He know the person that will be able to believe the message of enter the ark. So he dropped those ones for the days of Noah. Those that will be able to endure and understand the situation around Abraham. He planned them with the age of Abraham. Those that will be able to believe the message of Moses. He planned them with the age of Moses. That is when he was planning on his own records. That is how he wrote down the names of every group of people for every age. When he looked at the last age, and he designed the prophet, who is an illiterate, and look at who are the people that will be able to believe it, that will believe the message that man will bring. Then he put the name of some people also in that age, inside of which my name was there. Yes. My name was there. So when he said that instead of this act, if he doesn't do this thing, he will smite you with a cross. Say he will send Samuel, Elijah the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord will come, to restore his act to the faith of the apostolic father. Yes. Say, that is what Malachi 4 says. I will send unto Samuel Alua, Elijah the prophet. You are not interpreting what I'm saying. I will send unto Samuel Alua, Elijah the prophet, before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. The thing actually got him so much until he said that if I don't do it, I will smack the eye with a cup. And he came and do it. That is why one day, when I finally hear about the message, nothing concerned me whether the prophet is still alive. I read the record of God in the Bible.
I read how the prophet was called. I read the word he brought. I saw his vindication. And then this one is sufficient for me. And I believe it. Finish. That is all. And I've been 40 years inside of it. Every day I know it better. Every day I love it more. Every day I am more committed. Every day I give my life for it. Live or die. Sing or drown. Me and this message, we can never pass. It is buried inside of my soul, and it is quickened to life. Amen. The prophet said, listen to this. Predestination looks back to foreknowledge. Or I mean election. Now, if you want to take it back, foreknowledge first. Then predestination. Then election. Then predestination. Election looks back to foreknowledge. And predestination looks to destiny. Let me see if I can write it. Foreknowledge. Election. Then predestination. Then destiny. From here, God looks through all this and is looking at this one. By his foreknowledge, he elected those, then he predestinated them. Predestination is just they are predestined. They are predestined. Yes. Like a plane takes off, if it is a local one, maybe taking off from Lagos to Jos. When you people enter inside, they will announce this aircraft is just banned. Yes, it's just banned. That when they take off from here, it's just. That announcement is necessary because some people used to enter a wrong plane. So in case you are not going to Jos, if it is Kaduna you are going, they are not stopping in Kaduna. They are going that side, they say it's just
bad.
So when you look at your own something, you Google it on that if there is not made for you. That is why you see some people that they mistakenly came into the message. And they sit down for some time and they realize that, where is this plane going? You look at it, it's not where I am going. Then they check out. Yes. There are people I met when I came. They went. Many met me. They have gone back. I'm not saying it is not possible for somebody to return. That is possible, depending on God's determined counsel. But there are some that may never return. Me and you that is looking at ourselves now, make your calling and your election sure. As you don't know me, I don't know you. I take you by what you say. When you say you believe, I believe you believe. If tomorrow you don't believe again, same journey. It doesn't affect my own belief.
When
I came to the message, I did not come to believe Pastor Martin. Yeah. As wonderful man of God as he is, I didn't come to believe him or the evangelist. I came to believe the word of God, which is the message. And I don't expect anybody to come and believe me. If you do, you believe wrong.
Yeah.
The prophet himself said he is not introducing his, himself to the people. He is introducing Christ to the people. But many people came to see the prophet. That was why when the prophet left the scene, they also left. Because the person they came to see has left. They also left. In fulfillment of the vision or the dream of Junior
Jackson.
Yes. That was related in the message. Is this the time? He said, Brother Abraham told them to be looking at what is inside that rock. The thing that are written there. He said, look on this. Then he himself now sleep out and was going. You know, Jackson said, when the prophet go, he was looking at him with the corner of his eye. That was not what the prophet said also. He didn't say, look at me with the corner of your eye. He said, look on this man. But he said, when the prophet left, he said, some pass this way. He said, only a few stayed. That is why the people in the message is getting thinner. Getting smaller. It is in fulfillment of prophecy. All this that is happening is part of God's foreknowledge. Soon close. Now the prophet said, don't forget that. That election looks back here. Here it is. I was a cocklebone. I was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies, born among sinners. Father and mother and all my whole family were sinners. I was a cocklebone. But all of a sudden, I become a wheat grain. How did it happen? What is that? Election. God, before the foundation of the world, before Adam came to this earth, before the foundation of the world, elected that the cocklebone was to become a grain of wheat. Now I know I'm a grain of wheat because I am saved. How do I do it? Look back and see that he predestinated it long time ago. I came to understand that now. I didn't know it before. There was a time I just followed people to church. But a time came that I knew that it is more than that. Going to church is fine, but you got to come to church with a purpose. So when you come to church with a purpose, knowing that Satan also comes to church, when you pass through the first stage, Satan doesn't want you to come. When you break through that, and you come, now Satan will take the next step. Even though you are poor, I want you to listen to one thing. All that will be said today, you hear one thing. Then he will come. And now we will tiredness. And tell you not to stand up. Don't do anything. God is there, understand. Monday to Friday you are busy. Saturday was worse. You rest. Even later you can listen to the sermon on tape. Like yesterday. That you listen to. But in the midst of it, you will see a man of almost 80 years. We stand on his feet. Because he doesn't want to miss anything. That is Satan trying to do something. Even though you are come, you are not going to listen to anything. Come inside the service. Now so their mind will go into business. If we close, I will call this person. Whether you send that money, then this, I will call this person. I will tell him that we will meet. That person, we will talk about it today. Then this for this one. Before you come back with from that trip of thoughts, 30 minutes have gone. Then you come back and you see people say amen. You don't say amen. Brother Paul said, we are not unaware of the devices of the enemy. He has devices. God's children, they are able to detect his devices. And they work against it. Amen. We are preaching. By foreknowledge, he sees that I will love him. And he made a propitiation through his own son, that through him I might become from a cucumber to a grain of wheat. Now, where am I at now? I am saved. I'm walking in the grace of God. What does predestination look to? So destiny. Where will he take me to? And where am I going? Amen. Now let's read just a little further now. Then we will have to close pretty shortly. According as he has chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Having predestinated us unto the adoption, predestinated unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself according to the good pleasure of his will. Look at that scripture from Ephesians. Predestinated unto the adoption of children. We talk of predestination. We talk of birth. Then from birth goes to adoption. That is what this message. We are only laying background. We have not started all those words. Yes. A child of God that is going to be born by his spirit is already predestinated. If he wasn't predestinated, he can never be born again. He can speak in tongues, so he can go to church, so he can even perform miracles, so, but he cannot be really born again. It's deep. But that is the truth. But the one that is predestinated, at the right time, he will receive new birth. And when he receives new birth, adoption is sure. Now, I know that all of us, or majority of us, when we hear adoption, it looks like something very fantastic. It is because you are looking at God's program in the eye of human beings. By the time we come to it, you will see what the prophet said about this adoption. Everybody is not to coming to achieve the same thing on this earth. Let me repeat. Everybody is not coming to achieve the same thing on this earth for God. What you are ordained to achieve, when you achieve it, that is the adoption. That is the level that God targets you to be. Amen. When we get there, we will look at it. Amen. Yeah. Wow. Okay. Let's go play. Right. What did he do? He, by foreknowledge, foresaw us, knowing that he was a savior, same existence, there was no angels, no nothing, just God, Ella Elohim, the same existing one, knowing but nothing but him alone. But he was a savior. What is he going to save when there is nothing lost? Knowing that, then he knows that this great attribute in him who projects something out yonder that he could save. Then when he did that, by foreknowledge, he looked down and saw everyone that was saved. Oh man. He saw everyone that was set it. The prophet said, he said, we preach in here as if it is for all. He said, but we know that all cannot accept it. He said, we preach salvation as if it is for all. He said, we know that all cannot accept it. But God, in his self-existing position, he looked down and know who is going to accept it. Millions of years ago, he already knew those that we accept today's message, those who will take it to heart, those who will live by it, he has foresaw them. Amen. And then, by doing so, he said, to save that, the only way I can do it will be come down myself and be made flesh and take the sin of a man upon him and die for him, that I might be the one that is worshipped. Because he is God, the object of worship. Then he came down and taking upon himself. And while he did that he might save you who wants to be saved. Do you see what I mean? By foreknowledge, the infinite God, who knows all things, saw the Lamb, and he slayed the Lamb before the foundation of the world, and he put your name on the Lamb's book of life, and he seen the deceitfulness of Satan, what he will do. If God has not finished the work before the foundation of the world, Satan will have outsmarted him.
Yes.
He finished everything before Satan knows anything at all. Everything is finished. All his program is finished. So when God, that is why you see throughout the scriptures, when God makes a statement like this, you will see Satan running after that statement. Genesis 3:15. Say your seed will bruise the head of Satan and it will bruise your heel. The prophet said, because Satan was standing there present when God made that statement, anybody that is looking like that seed, that is looking like that is the seed coming, he wants to kill. Satan will fight. He wants to kill. That's why I want to kill Moses. That's why I want to kill Jesus. Because once you see anybody that look at this, you see coming, they will lose my head. He will say it will not happen. I will destroy it. For God, who is the smartest of us, man? The very time of persecution, the very time of killing, assassination, that was when Moses was born. After 3 months, the parents were convinced that we can no more hide this child. Let's hand it over to who we kill him. Let them kill him. Not in our front. God that has the program, he followed Moses. He sent him to where he will be taken care of. The mother receiving salary for him. That same man grew up in the very palace where he will come and pronounce judgment. When he committed one murder, he ran away by himself. When he came back 40 years after, he didn't change his name. He did not disguise. He was still Moses. See the same likeness. When he come to that place, nobody said, they just open the record. Okay, you Moses said, let one of us see your file. Who are you, sir? Where were you born? Let's see the record. Did anybody mention that? They never born the person. They never born the person. And this is Moses, only with one stick. Finish Egypt. Finish the king. Finish all the military, everybody. All that they have used their money to acquire in war instruments. Everything perish in the sea. When Jesus was born, and Herod had, the devil told him, that's the thing, you have to make sure you kill God. He gave instruction. So since those boys deceived me, say they will come back, they didn't come back. They didn't deceive him. It was the angel that told them, don't go back to that murderer. Back another way. Not only that, told Joseph and Mary, carry this baby, go to Egypt. Until I come there and tell you what next to do. And they were there. When the time came, he went back again and told them, oh yeah, the people that are looking for the life of this baby, they are there. You can come back now. While they were coming back for another scripture to be fulfilled, they asked of the name of the new king. Yes. And they were a little afraid. Then they passed Nazareth to fulfill another scripture that shall be called a Nazarene. Even what we call the mistake of a man in God's own plan, it will still work for his own glory. This is the boy Satan is looking for. He grew until he became who he is. Until everybody know him as master, rabbi. And the time came, they want to push him off the brow of a hill. When they were to push him, the only breeze they see, he has left. When we talk about God, there is no language we can use in the dictionary to describe who God is. If you live for 300 years, you will still be learning more about God.
Because
I just want to finish this paragraph. Then we close. Then when we come back, they will now come and start the sermon. Some other time. Sometimes when I look at this one, I have personal revival inside of myself. Amen. When he see the deceitfulness of Satan, what he will do? So he put your name on there. And he said that the Antichrist will be so religious, so good, such a fine fellow, such a smart man, such a religious man, that will deceive the very elected if it was possible. But it is an impossibility because their names were foreordained before the foundation of the world. By election, he chose them. And by predestination, they know where they are going. Amen. Now, who could doubt that? That is what Paul said. That is Paul's scripture. That is Paul's writing. That is what he taught his church. The church, positionally, before the foundation of the world, when God in his labor pain was bringing forth, bringing forth you, knowing what you will do, he positionally placed you into his own body. Son to be housewife. Are you following me now? That is where some will receive their adoption. God needed some people who is going to show a scriptural housewife. And by that, they are going to be used as a tool of judgment for as many as fall short of God's standard. Now, some to be a farmer. He's going to use some farmer in their farming as a judgment for some other people. Some to be a preacher. There are true preachers. There are false preachers. The false preachers are more than the true preachers. People that are preaching for their belly, they are more than those that are speaking for truth. When you are speaking for truth, you have many friends. Some to be a prophet, to be this or to be that. He place you positionally. Beyond these ones that the prophet mentioned, there are several other places that God wants to display each person. But he brings them to that position of adoption in that place. Then when we have come from the Gallic lands of Egypt through sanctification and is baptized into the promised land, for the promise is the Holy Ghost, promise of God is the Holy Ghost. Ephesians 4:30 says, grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed until the day of your redemption. Then God, having predestinated the church, he said, and all these people, there will be millions and millions that will walk very religious and be deceived. The only one that will not be deceived will be those that have come over into the promised land, who before the foundation of the world had their names put on the land book of life, and has come over into the promised land and enjoying it. When 2 million left Egypt, how many got to the promised land? Two. 1 out of 1 million. We can say it like this. It was actually because of those two people that God sent Moses. The ark that Noah built for 120 years. How many people enter inside? Himself inclusive, 8 people. The remaining were animals, birds and fishes and aquatic, whatever. That's all. Just to preserve a species, a seed. This generation, why is this standing? Because of a few people. Why is Ibadan not on fire? And become unbearable. And become unlivable. Maybe because of people not up to 1,000. He has to allow the frame of this city to remain. And the government to put it in place that there is peace. There is peace here. That we can come to church. We can live our life. We can go to our place of work. Children can go to school. Everyone can do their own. Everything, not up to 1,000 people. Out of about 7 million. Whether in the state or whatever. 7 million. How many people are believers there? Just few people. That is why when the bride leaves, they are like the pillars that held the building. When Samson was inside that building and told the lad, please let me feel the pillar on which the building rests. Let me feel. Then he carry his hand. Say, okay, this is one pillar. Say, okay, yes. Where is it? Then he said, this is the other one. He didn't know what is to happen. Otherwise, the child himself will run. When Samson bow his head and say, oh Lord, just one more time, avenge my two eyes from the Philistines. Let me die with my enemy. And he held the two pillars and pull it. Concrete pillars. In one pillar, if he's going to hold building, the iron that will be inside will be like they, if they want to carry bridge. You see the, have you seen where they are doing bridge? You see the iron that is inside that? Thing? Several of them. If it is going to be maybe 16 mm, it may be up to 20 or 25 or 30 or 50 inside one pillar. A natural man cannot bend one single iron. But this man under God's covenant with all the iron inside and the perfect mix of concrete poured into it, maybe with chemical inside, hardening substance that made it to be hard. Because he's a man under God's covenant, he put his hand on it. He didn't ask about the strength of the pillar. He put his hand on this one. He didn't ask about the strength of the pillar. That to compare his own strength to the pillar. He said, oh Lord God Almighty, just this one more time, let that strength return. Let that power return. There might be a vent of my enemies, my two eyes, And he pulled it in, and he collapsed the whole building. The Bible said, those that he killed on that day, they were more than all he killed in his lifetime. The ways of God, they are past finding. Whatever God has determined, nothing can stop it. Oh man, we have to get to that place to find out from Samson. And I don't even think he has the answer. How that strength was so powerful like that? It surpasses the memory of, or the brain of human being. Reasoning ability, you cannot reason it. God works in mysterious ways. His wonders to perform. In closing, there are some people that the whole heaven is watching, and they are expecting them. There are people that the angels are following every day, because they are the delegates of heaven. We are not ordinary people as we look at ourselves like this. We are heavenly beings that are here to accomplish something for God. In the path of duty, we operate like normal human beings. We feel tired. We have pain. We have sorrows. We have problems. We have difficulties. We have needs. We have all of that. But despite all that, there is sufficient grace for every trial, for every temptation, for every situation, for every problem. There is sufficient grace. There is divine strength. There is divine ability. And the whole heaven is looking down at us, waiting for our arrival. Nothing can block us from arriving. As many as have their name in that land book of life, the heaven is watching them. Nothing can stop them. No power, nothing can stop them on their way. If you have a speck of revelation in your heart that you are part of that group, then you can rejoice and give glory to God. Because it is because of you that this generation is still existing. When God finishes what he wants to do on you, everything ends. I read of Putin 2 days ago. He was warning Trump that if care is not taken, say the third world war will start. Whether he say it, he does not say it, we know the third world war is at the corner. But before he go into full force, we leave this place. Yesterday, the last batch of it that will last for 3.5 years, we are not going to take part in it. That will be grievous. That will be terrible. Because the Holy Spirit will no more be on this earth. In all Gentile nations, I'm happy to be one of them. Come to the Savior, oh, make no delay. Here in his word, he has shown us a way. Here in army, he's standing today. Oh, tenderly say, he come. Joyful, 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 with a mean to be. When from sin our hearts are pure and free. And we shall God has saved your will. Oh, na ita na oh. So Father, children, so Father, children. Oh, yeah, his voice. Oh, let every heart live for. we shall gather, say, Savior, with thee in eternal. Think once again, think once again. Yes, he's with us today. Oh, he now is blessed, command and obey. Here now is our ascent, tenderly say, oh, we, you, my children, come, joyful, 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 with the meeting be, oh, where from sin, our we shall gather, Savior, with thee in eternal. Beloved brothers and sisters, it might look common to us, but it's greater than we think. About a couple days back, when Brian John was talking about how the journey began, so tears was coming from his eyes, and he told us how two young men in the city, in the town, begin to preach a message to them, and they had whatever you call it, equa people. I said, what is all this? But finally he went there to find out. It's not all that went there that will believe it. Some will go back and they will never return. But he stayed. And now, as a young man then, a teenager then, now he is 60, that's 40 something years ago. Who do you say this is? That is how each one of us, in different parts, something make us to come across this message, and something kept us there, while others have gone. But something kept us here. Something is telling us that this is the only word of life in this generation. And we stay with it. And we are still there now. Brothers and sisters, a quitter will not win, and a winner will not quit. As many as are looking unto God for the Holy Spirit here, yeah? If you continue to believe God, if you continue to stay before this world, the Holy Spirit will circumcise your heart, become the God that follow you and put your name in the land book of life. He's on the job. He has not stopped the job. He's working out his plan on daily basis, and the angels are watching over his word to perform it. If only you believe. If you stay true with all your heart to what you hear on daily basis. If anything is not clear, ask questions. But this is the only way. Say, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. Where you are today, God put you there. Shine for him. Let Christ be seen there. Let somebody know that you are special. The angels are taking notice of all that is happening, all that is going on, and a day of reward is coming. As we bring this service to a close, I don't know whether there is someone that would desire God's help. I would like to be remembered in prayer. Whatever you need, just keep it in your hand. God know before even your ability to present it to him. He will make it good. Only believe. All things are possible. As I request the pastor to offer prayer.
Our blessed Heavenly Father, we come again before thy presence through the blood that was shed for us at Calvary to present our needs unto you in the name of thy only begotten Son, through the Lord Jesus Christ. We say, whatsoever thing we ask the Father in your name, it will be granted. After we have heard your word, the altar is filled, hands are raised up everywhere. Needs, O God, desires, O God, Lord, looking unto you, O Master, requests in the hearts of your people. You are God. You are proving to us, even in the house of Abraham, where you turn your back to the tent, where Sarah was. You could design the thoughts that was in Sarah's heart. As you have repeated the same in our day, I will know you know what is our hearts. You know what our needs are. You know what our requests are. You know what our expectations are. We are praying and asking, whatever they are, Lord, we are looking at you because we are convinced by the message that you are the only one that can meet those needs. You are the only one can do it. What no man can do, you specialize in the things that man thinks are impossible. Meet us at the point of our needs. Give to us our heart desires in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Grant the requests in our hearts unto us, Lord. May they all be turned to testimonies for your glory and for your honor. The blessed assurance, O God, that comes from you, that make us to know that we come from you and nothing can shake us from you, Lord. Lord, let it be parted into us, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Is it for sickness? You are the Lord, our God, that healed all our diseases. Whatsoever it is that we are looking unto you for, bring them to manifestation, Lord. So let it be, Father. As we travel, O God, thus far, you have helped us. May the assurance that we have need of to continue to go, regardless of trials, regardless of temptations, regardless of troubles, regardless of what we have to go through, Lord, may that your assurance surpass all those. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant, replenish it for the virtue that has left him. Take all the glory and honor. In whichever way the enemy might have planned to surface in the course of the journey, you have promised, O God, that it will never prevail. Yes. May we continue to have the upper hand.
Yes.
Let it be our Father.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' most powerful name, we pray.
Amen. The Lord bless you. We are closing right away to collect the snacks and the drinks from the brother John has brought, and to take photographs with him. And then, if that one is sufficient for this afternoon, then we'll carry our food back to our house for the next meal. But
I know that our stomach are different ways. But sometimes in the afternoon, when I greet people, I go to restaurant, I see the mountain before them. I want to finish this thing. There is not much, it's not much. Look, the parents are trying. I tell you, because the mountain that people divide that I used to see sometimes, don't be small mountain. May God be our head. Let me read this announcement. He said, children age 0 to 4 will collect their snacks at the shed. Why those in children Sunday school will collect theirs from Sister Dewomi at the entrance to the library. Then others will collect theirs as they leave the auditorium at the entrance. Which means that is it both entrance or the entrance, all the three entrances? Okay. No use the toilet corner, nobody will be there. All this one, our own is not there. God will make it for our own. It's another announcement. Say the deacons want to see all the adolescent brothers after the service. After they have collected their food and drink. Adolescent brothers. That's from age 13, right, to 19. Is it?
10 to 16.
Okay, from 10 to 16. Okay. Oh, those in the adolescent class. All right. Okay, that's good. Well, on Wednesday.
Wednesday.
We got home and saw one yam in our car. I said, maybe somebody just kept it there because they don't want to carry it inside church. I don't know whether the yam is still exists itself now. If it is a gift, God bless the person. If the person keep it there, to come and take it back, please see my wife after the service. We'll make it good. God bless you richly. No, I don't used to want to come and be announcing gifts here because I don't want some people to feel that, oh, they said they want to do something. No. But God sees everything. The other day, somebody came to the house with a bottle of wine and then one bottle of, what do you call it? Chips. Yes. So, it's still in progress. God bless the person. God bless everybody. I wasn't expecting to even receive gift from because most of the time my preaching is very hard. I wonder why people see shake my hand and say God bless you and see sometimes you. God bless you. When we get to the other side, we will understand everything. We will appreciate ourselves. Yes. We that is preaching, we appreciate those that come to hear very deeply. Because if you didn't come, you can't preach to the benches. Yes, because you come, that's why we have people to preach. So we appreciate your coming. And the Lord bless you abundantly. And prepare all of us for that glorious land. Shall we rise? Let's hear that song one more time as we dismiss. 497. Thank you.
return now.
Thank you.